Welcome to this week's edition of Glancing at the Stars. As I have often said in these segments, astrology has numerous applications besides natal horoscopes. Last time I touched on its ability to frame social and political events, and before that, how astrology can be useful in timing the financial markets, although that requires considerable experience to use successfully. Today I will give you another example of where you can apply astrology if you are so inclined. Fantasy football. While this may be a topic that most listeners of the show could care less about, my son has been an avid player for several years, and he persuaded me to join one of his leagues this season when someone dropped out at the last moment. For the uninitiated, fantasy football involves a group of, say, 12 people forming a league, getting together online and drafting current pro football players in a predetermined order. Once you have your players, you select your starting players for each week, and they compete in the fantasy league against another team of selected players in your league over a period of 12 weeks or so. Players earn points depending on how well they perform each week, and if your player's point total is more than your opponent's, you win. And on it goes throughout the NFL season. I won't bore you with any more details. The point is, however, I noticed that players who perform well on game day had certain astrological aspects, and those that did not perform well had a different set. This was not a surprise. I also looked at those who were injured during a game, a common occurrence, and found distinctive patterns as well. Armed with this knowledge, does this mean I will win my fantasy league? Not necessarily. However, if I had had time to screen players for performance and injury before the draft, I would have selected a better team than I have now. Maybe next year. So there you have another use for astrology, whether in fantasy or reality. This week's highlight comes from Neptune, one of whose meanings is fantasy. Midweek, it trines Venus. With Neptune harmoniously linked to Venus, this is excellent for the arts in general, and thus is a great time to participate in creative activities, passively or actively. From a different angle, it can promote more understanding, even more forgiveness in relationships. You can overlook faults more easily, which usually makes everyone's life happier for the moment.